Thank you for calling the Alabama Employment Claims Lab. My name is Gabrielle. I need to advise you this call has been recorded for quality insurance purposes. How can I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I filed a claim, or I tried to file a claim, probably about 4 weeks ago. It's been 3 or 4 weeks ago. And once I went on to try to do it, like to call in or like go online and to do my claim, weekly claim, it told me that I was ineligible for the claim. And then I received some in the mail saying to mail in some proof that I did work last year. It said mail a fax, so I faxed that in. And I'm just trying to, I don't know what it's doing, but it's showing that I don't have a claim. I don't know exactly what I need to do.
Okay, may I have your social?
Yes, ma'am. It's 424-963-4495.
Okay, can you verify your name, your date of birth, and your mother's maiden name for me?
Yes, it's Nakisha Starkey. My date of birth is February 3rd, 1975, and my mother's maiden name is Starkey.
Okay, are you able to file your weekly certification?
No, it won't let me do anything.
And when was your last weekly certification?
I'm sorry.
When was your last weekly certification called the claim?
I hadn't, it's been about 3 or 4 weeks now. It had, when I went online to try to do it, it's saying that it wouldn't let me.
Okay, I'm going to have to reopen your claim, okay?
Okay.
Okay. One moment.
Do you have proof? Do you show that I actually end up faxing that my W-2 and everything in?
Okay. For that information that you sent in, you will have to reach out to the inquiry department because we only the claims line. We just help you file your unemployment claim.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. We go ahead and start filing that claim. One moment. Okay. Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
College.
Okay. Do you have a driver's license?
Yes.
Can you verify that state and license number for me?
Yes. It's, the state of Alabama, and the number is 626-1422.
Okay, if you approve for your benefits, you have the options to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or through the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. Which you prefer?
The direct deposit.
Checking or savings?
Checking.
May I have a routing number?
Yeah. The routing number is 062-00-0080.
Okay, and what's the account number?
I'm about to give it to you. Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
You can let me get it. I don't know what he's doing. I'm sorry, give me 1 second.
Yes, ma'am, it's okay.
I was thinking I was going to need to. Okay, the account number is 3974-057501.
Okay, I'm going to repeat back out to you. Your routing number is 062-00-0080, and your account number is 3974-057501.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. What's your mailing address?
It is 6 Carriage, Carriage, House Road, and that's in Bessemer, Bessemer, and the zip is 35022.
Okay. Is your residence address different from your mailing address, or is it the same?
They're the same.
Okay. Has your address changed since the last time you filed?
No, ma'am.
Okay, can you verify your telephone number for me?
Yes, it's 251-295-3316.
Okay, your mailing address is 6 Carriage House Road, Southwest. That's in Bessemer, Alabama, 35022. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Question one, which of the following street addresses in Spanish Fort have you ever lived or been associated with? Is 30587 Middle Creek Circle, 31230 Stage Coach Road, 31395 Chambeau Road, or 8846 Pine Run, or none of the above?
Stagecoach Road.
Okay.
The second one.
Okay. Which of the following colleges have you attended? Wheelock College, University of Laverne, Faulkner State Community College, or Auburn University at Montgomery, or none of the above?
Faulkner State Community College.
Okay. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 8720 Highway 90, 406 West Mongolia Street, 21429 Easter Ferry Road, or 1902 Westery Place, or none of the above?
406 Magnolia.
Okay. These are yes, no questions. Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No.
Have you worked since the last time you filed?
Yes.
Okay. Did you file for receipt on employment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama in the last 18 months?
No.
Okay, have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Was the work you performed with the same employer you reported on your last claim?
No.
Okay. When was the last day you worked?
December 28th, I think.
Of last year?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Okay, do you work for yourself or own a business or your corporate officer for your business?
No.
Are you currently working solely on commission basis or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for or received work compensation due to work-related injury?
No.
Do you obtain work through a union hiring hall?
No.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
Okay, what was your job title?
I was a personal delivery driver for UPS.
Okay. Okay, what was the name of your last job, the one you're on employment for?
I'm sorry.
What was the name of your last job, the one you're on employment for?
UPS.
Okay, one moment.
USA Pack.
Okay.
That was the one I was actually working last year, and he told us to file for it, and I did file, but they would give me a hard time about it. I don't know, and I never got it, and I refiled this year. I was trying to find a job.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Give me one moment. What's a good phone number for that job?
For which one?
The UPS.
Oh, let me see. I got a... it's an 800 number, I think. The number we have. Let's see. Well, I sent in my W-2 to them in, too. But anyway. I'm sorry. Give me 1 second.
Yes, ma'am. It's okay.
I'm trying to look it up.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it. Oh, last citation. The phone number is 888-742-5877.
Can you find a date, ma'am?
I'm sorry?
Can you find a date when you first started?
Oh, I didn't hear you. Did you get the phone number?
Yes, ma'am, I got the phone number.
Oh, okay. Okay. I'm sorry. I didn't hear you ask for the date. I started there in October. It's probably around the 1st of November.
Of 2021?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what city and state was the work performed in?
Homewood, Alabama.
Homewood, okay. Okay, have you received... okay. I'm sorry, go ahead, ma'am.
Okay, I was just saying that's where that's where they were located at.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Okay, have you received or do you expect to receive the following pay for any time after your last day of work, like vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No.
Okay, have you applied for a pension from this employer?
I'm sorry?
Have you applied for a pension?
No.
Okay. Okay, no, and ma'am. Why are you no longer working for this job?
It was supposed to be temporary, and it's supposed to have lasted through February, but I actually lost it because I had COVID.
Okay.
And then they never called me back after I tested negative.
Okay. Did you do a leave of absence due to COVID?
Yeah, they let me do a leave for COVID. I had to be out 10 days, but I was actually sick longer than that. And I think that's probably what did it, because I was probably sick on them too, because I think I ended up having bronchitis or something after that. I don't know. I was sick for about 2 months.
Okay. What was the name and the title of the person who granted the leave of absence?
This is me came up this. Let me look up his. I'm trying to think of one of the supervisors' names that I reported to. His name. I have Anthony. His name is Anthony. Broach, Broach.
Okay, and he was the manager, one of the managers?
Yeah, he was one of my supervisors.
Okay. Who requested a leave of absence, you or your employer?
I called and I let them know I had COVID. And I sent in an email or something like with my test results. And then of course I had to, I guess he asked for it. Because after I told him I was sick, I sent him like my test results. And I guess he reported it to him.
Okay, and what are the beginning and ending dates of your leave of absence?
I know I stopped working. My last day working was, the 28th of December. And I was supposed to go back after 10 to 14 days, but I was still sick. Like, I think I just had a bad case of it. I don't think I got well until after February because I had bronchitis. On top of that.
Okay, give me one moment. So your ending date was 10 days after the 28th?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Okay, do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefits check withheld for federal income tax?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Do you remember your 4-digit PIN number?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to read you the closing statements and we'll be done.
Okay.
The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 or 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registers you for work with the Alabama Career Center System. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or you can log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and submit an online resume. You must be able and seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claim, use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file through the internet, the web address is labor.alabama.gov. If you want to file through the telephone, the number you should call each week is 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certifications can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. So you're going to make your first certification either by telephone or internet on this coming Sunday. We have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
So will this like connect to the one I just tried to do about a week, month ago?
Okay. You're going to make your first certification this coming Sunday.
So it should let me do it?
It's going to let you do it Sunday to file your weekly.
Okay. Well, I guess what I'm saying, I know, I tried to file the claim about a month ago, and when I waited that week, it wouldn't let me file the weekly because it said I was ineligible. But like I said, I received that letter, and then I faxed it in. What they asked for. So I'm just trying to see if that claim and this claim is going to be the same claim. It's going to be both under me. So would they be able to pull up the paperwork that I sent in?
Yes, ma'am. It'll be the same.
Okay. All right. I think that's all I was wondering because I don't know what's going on. Really. I had tried to call and make an appointment and. Of course, they did call me back as soon as I picked my phone and hung up. So I missed that. So I don't know if I need to. Do I need to contact them again?
Regarding your back payments, yes, ma'am, you will have to reach out to the inquiry department. The number you have to call at 5 o'clock.
Okay, I will do that then again. Okay. Well, I appreciate your help.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling the Alabama Employment Claims Line. Enjoy your day.
Okay, you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.